اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون. يا تقولون ما لا تفعلون. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم لم تؤذونني وقد تعلمون أني رسول الله إليكم. بِكُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِن بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى إلى الإسلام والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون والذي أرسل رسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنة عدن يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمنت طائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفرت طائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيدنا سيد الخلق أجمعين حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين For the hastening and the return of our Imam Let's recite الصلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم We congratulate all the brothers and sisters, believers, lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, those awaiting the coming of our beloved Imam, Imam Al-Hujjah, عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف on the occasion of the birth of our beloved Imam, which will fall on the 15th of Sha'ban, which will be this Monday. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever he is, that his heart is pleased with us, and whatever we have done that has caused or possibly potentially has caused his heart to be displeased with us, that Allah forgives us so that the Imam of our time will be pleased with us, inshallah. A very glorious occasion, a very auspicious occasion, the birth of our beloved Imam al-Hujjah, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. This is the day that the final savior of all mankind was born, whose birth was miraculous, whose life was miraculously made such that in few years his physical development advanced and excelled such that at five years of age he looked and was physically what a 14-year-old would look like and be in terms of height and all the physical features of the Imam of our time when his father, Imam al-Askari salamullah alayh, was martyred. The Imam was only 5 years of age, however, he was seen as a teenager. That was miraculous. The livelihood of the Imam within the house of his father and grandfather in Samarra, with all the people that were there day in and day out, and all the spies that were trying to make sure that if any of the slaves of the Imam, who were really his wives, but due to the matter of taqiyya, he did not, in a sense, reveal the true nature of his relationship with them, them being his wives, to make sure the spies were there to make sure that if any of them show signs of pregnancy, that they make sure that another Imam is not born. And one of those spies was the uncle of the Imam. For the Imam to be born, obviously, as we said, his birth was miraculous, then his livelihood and living in that house, not disappearing, not being there and then somehow being transparent, no one can see him. That's not how it was. For him to be there, live there, be with his father, yet to be able to conceal his identity and for people not to know that there is a boy that is the son of the Imam, 11th Imam of ours, and that is miraculous. The return of the Imam from Mecca to, as he had gone to Hajj on the Shahada, before the Shahada of Imam al-Askari, and Imam al-Askari wanted him not to be there at that time in terms of his official presence for those who knew he is there. There were some trustworthy people that knew of his birth and presence. Even they were supposed to assume that the Imam of our time was not there. And it was only revealed to even those individuals few moments before the Shahada of Imam al-Askari. The Imam told them, go into such and such room. My son is there. Tell him to come. I want to see him. His return was miraculous. His deputies lived miraculous lives in many ways. All of this miraculous nature of being, birth, existence, activities, concealing the identity, all in order for an Imam to be present, an imam that will gradually, over the course of these centuries, work towards establishing God's promised global government, God's kingdom on earth, the entirety of the earth. And al-arḍa yarithuha ibadiy as-salihun, my earth, my righteous servants will be inheriting. So to be living at a time that this great leader, this great imam is born, is a privilege. And being able to know that and celebrate that birth is also a privilege. I want to, through the verses that were recited, have a brief reminder for us. We should not forget that these celebrations and commemorations are not like ordinary celebrations of a person. That's just simply because of our, say, relationship in terms of them being our relative, our parent, our sibling, our child, that we celebrate their birth. Now we're just celebrating someone we like, we admire, we're celebrating their birth. No, we're celebrating a personality, the birth of a person with a certain personality. This celebration is not like those celebrations where you may or may not be involved in. Some people celebrate birthdays, some cultures don't celebrate birthdays. The Islamic culture celebrates birthdays in this way. It's fine, have your cake, have your sweets, have your nice food or whatever you like to give, and all those are sides that are good. But the main course is celebrating that personality, connecting with that personality, making ourselves in line with that personality. That's the main idea here. The chapter we read was Surah As-Saff. I strongly recommend all of us reading. One clear reference that connects this chapter to the Imam of our time is in what is called the ziyarah of our imam, or some refer to it as another version of Dua al-Ahd. This line is there that, O Allah, make me of his ansar and a'wan, and of those that they are na'attahu fi kitabik, saffan na'attahu fi kitabik, faqulta saffan ka'annahum bunyarun marsusun ala ta'atik. صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ is taken from this chapter and mentioned in that dua, in saying that we want to be the companions of our imam that have been described in the Quran in this way. So this description is what God likes of the believers to be, and we'll talk about that briefly in a little bit. That dua says that is describing the companions of the 12th Imam, which means that the greatest instances of this verse and what is being described will be the companions of our Imam. الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ. Now, that clear reference aside, this chapter, let me go over briefly some of the lines from the beginning to the end. Some of the major bullet points that I can mention, and then the stories that are there, the prophets that are mentioned, are in the context of that. The first thing that, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this tasbih, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, which is important, but I'll leave due to time restraints. That is a fundamental point that's relevant. It's a theological it's a matter of belief that is fundamental, and everything else stems from that. But explaining that will take too long. I leave that on the listeners and viewers, brothers and sisters, to read and to think about the connection. We have mentioned it in other chapters that start with tasbih. Anyhow, Then God addresses, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. I've seen this verse being misapplied. I don't know. Some people need to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for calling themselves Shia, wearing black turbans, and then doing tafsir bil-ra'i, taking a verse and superimposing it, as they say, or interpreting it on or in regards to something that is their goal, basically using it to justify their goals and their objectives. God, inshallah, guide them. If they cannot be guided, may Allah remove them from the face of the earth. This verse clearly says, O those who believe, you're believers, right? You say you believe in God. Belief in God means accepting Him as the Lord, accepting Him as the only Lord. Not that I accept Him as the Lord, that, okay, I have decided to listen to Him. I believe and realize the truth that He is, in actuality, the only Lord. That's one of the lines, very briefly, connection with the first verse, tasbih. Everything is doing tasbih. If you have iman, you believe in that, you recognize that, you realize that. Every grain of sand, every virus, every bacteria, every cell of a fungus, every part of every living being and every part of every non-living being, every subatomic particle and all non-material beings, they're all under the authority and lordship of the divine. If you believe, you're believing in that. And if you believe in that, whatever the Lord says, you will do. When you say you believe, you're saying that I will do that. Then when in action you don't do that, God says, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why are you saying what you're not doing? This isn't to tell them, I've seen this misinterpretation or misunderstanding too. This isn't to tell them, stop believing. Rather, it's saying, you're saying you believe, start acting based on that. It's a great sin, for want of a better word, كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. With God, this is a great sin, it's a great wrong, very wrong thing to say something that you're not doing. Say, I'm a believer. Believe. Say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and try your best to believe in that. But claiming that I'm a believer, I'm one of those servants of Allah, I'm not. I'm hoping to be, I should be hoping. I claim to be, I'm one of those. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why are you saying what your behavior, your conduct doesn't show? If you're believers, and if you want to be what you say you are, then the following verse explains what God expects of you in order for you to be acting based on your word and what you're saying. What is that? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. God loves the ones that يُقَاتِلُونَ. We've got to be very clear in understanding these verses. This is not يُجَاهِدُونَ. Those are other verses. Other verses have been mentioned. In many ways, the most difficult instance of jihad, struggling in the way of Allah, is qital fi sabilillah, is fighting in the battlefield. Fighting in the battlefield. Fighting in the battlefield, according to the Prophet, is a lesser jihad in and of itself, but as part of the greater jihad, the fight with the nafs, people want to abandon the battlefield. During the times that people want to abandon the battlefield, not the times that people were arrogant. There were times Muslimin were arrogant. In the Battle of Hunayn, I believe it was, one of the later battles of the Prophet after the conquest of Mecca, the believers were very arrogant. So, okay, this tribe has betrayed the trust of the Muslimin, has betrayed the pledge that they had made with the Muslimin. They have fought the Muslimin. We're going to go and deal with them. They want to fight them. The Muslimin got all arrogant. They said, we're going to destroy them. And these new believers, they thought they're believers, but they still have their old, the residue of kufr and shirk with them. They're thinking, oh, we're going to defeat them. I'm going to take this many sheep. That guy thinks I'm going to take this. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take slaves. All these different thoughts. And they're arrogant. We're going to kick these guys' tails. And they want to go for that battle. Well, that's not the instance that in Allah yuhibbu alladhina yuqatiluna fi sabilihi. In that same battle, when they went in arrogantly, God tested the believers. Okay, you came here for me or you came for yourself? He, in a sense, booed the Muslimin. He had the kuffar stand in a way, form lines in a way, prepare themselves in a way that when the Muslimin arrived in that little, I don't know if it was, it seems like it was in some form of a canyon. In that area, the kuffar and mushrikeen popped up from on elevations, on heights, on hills, on mountains. And the numbers were huge. The believers suddenly came and found themselves surrounded by these mushrikeen. They all got scared. They all started running. When they're running, then the Prophet Ali ibn Abi Talib and a few stayed and started to fight. They are instances of إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُولٌ. When Hezbollah in Lebanon, in the difficult battles, like in the 2006, the most recent instance of it within Lebanon, of course, because the Syrian conflict, Hezbollah was involved. In the 2006 conflict, when they stood their grounds based on what God has said, they're an instance of إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ. These are the steel, solid steel lines of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. There are times you're supposed to stand and be solid steel. That's what iman dictates. Iman dictates you need to fight kufr. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. This is a command to the believers. You need to address the kafirun. Address the enemies of Islam. Speak to them directly. Zionists, American establishment, British establishment, French establishment, German establishment, all establishments of kufr, address them. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I will not obey your ways. I will not worship what you worship. I will not take the value system that you are giving me and trying to force me and make me accept. This is what iman dictates. I listen to what God says. And when you say that, the kuffar form their lines to stop you, to go against you. The Quran says you need to fight them. قُلْ. It starts with قُلْ. Say. When you say, we're going to stand our guns. لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَبِدُونَ. And I know you're not going to change your ways. وَلَا أَنَا عَبِدُ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. I will not. You can keep your religion. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. I have my own religion. Keep your religion. That's for you. I'm not going to take your religion. When you say those words, they're going to change their tactics. They're going to cause qital. They're going to start killing you, torturing you. Then what happens? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ صَفًّا فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Why do you say you're believers when you're not willing to do this? Why do we say we're believers when we are not willing to do it? Maybe we don't have the conditions today here. We're not under those conditions. Would we be willing to do this if these were our conditions? We wouldn't. The majority of us wouldn't. The sign is those who raise their voice. As the Quran says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. They raise their voice and they say, يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. O kuffar, we won't accept your LGBTQ. We will not accept your governments as legitimate authorities. We do not consider your laws as legitimate laws. Those who raise their voice in this way, a lot more voices within the so-called believing community come out trying to hush that person. This is where those words would be heard. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you call yourselves believers when You're not doing what belief means in Allah yuhib. God not only likes those who raise their voice against the kuffar, He loves the ones that take it to a level where they are fighting with weapons in the battlefield. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a couple of examples of people who said they're believers. They did wrong though. The people with Musa, with Qala Musa liqawmih, ya qawm lima tu'udhunani. They went against their prophet. The prophet said, we need to do this. They disobeyed, kept disobeying and disobeying and disobeying. Again, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. Next verse. Isa came again to Bani Israel, the Jews, the Jewish tribe, the Jewish race, not religion. It's a race, and not as a race. It's just the majority of these people decided to do this. God gave them so much. They were the progeny of Anbiya, the progeny of Ibrahim. They rejected and rejected and rejected, except for a small few at every time. And God kept bringing about great people from amongst them. Isa is from Bani Israel. Musa is from Banu Israel. Dawood is from Banu Israel. Sulaiman is from Banu Israel. These are great figures from that same ethnic group, but the majority of them betrayed these great figures within them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns that. You said you're believers. When Jesus came, you considered yourselves believers. You rejected Him. He said, I am coming and I مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَى وَمُبَشِّرًا. I confirm the Torah in a sense. And I am telling you there will be a prophet after me whose name is Ahmad, our beloved prophet. What did they do? They went against Him again. Another example. And then God says, so the believers, though the point so far, the points that have been mentioned, is that the believers should be believing and fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why aren't you doing that? And then there's another group that are even worse. They're the ones who fight these. Fight the prophets, the kuffar. They're trying to extinguish the light of Islam, the light of religion, the light of belief in God, with their mouths, with words. That's what God talks about here. He says, they're not going to be able to accomplish that. God has sent messengers, encourages believers to follow them and fight, and there's those who are going against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, why aren't you following the prophets? And then He also introduces this idea, as He alluded to in that first verse, again, the tasbih, another connection here, that what He wants will happen. That prophet with whomever comes with Him, those who say we believe but they don't join, they will miss out. The prophet, though, what happens? The prophet, his message, his teachings, his guidance, the progress of those who join him, the progress of mankind through those sometimes few individuals will make progress. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They're trying to stop God's light with their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمْ. God will complete His light. Doesn't matter what they do. The other party is losing. It will always lose. And completing that thought by saying, هُوَ الَّذِي. He is the one who sent His messenger, بِالْهُدَى وَدِينَ الْحَقِّ, with guidance and the religion of truth, in order to make it prevail over all religion, even if the mushrikun, the polytheists, those who believe in other deities and not accept the lordship of the one God, even if they dislike that, regardless of their liking or disliking, God will make this happen. Islam, submission to God, full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will prevail over all other ideologies, beliefs, isms, what have you. People will rise. That's God's plan. These people cannot stop it. That's another point that's mentioned here. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again encourages. First, it condemned the language, telling the believers, you should get your act together, do the right thing. He addressed the believers in a negative way. Why do you say what you're not doing? Here, the same message. That was to get them to realize they're doing wrong and to get them back on track and to get them to start doing what faith requires them to do. Here, the encouragement is in different wording. Or as some say, the wording is of encouragement instead of scolding. That was almost a form of scolding that was happening there. Here, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Believers, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Should I show you a tijara, a trade, a type of trade that will save you from a very painful chastisement and punishment? What is that trade? What will you do in return for being saved from hell? تؤمنون بالله. You believe in God. ورسوله. And in his messenger. I apologize, there's only going to be audio from this point onwards. Inshallah, Allah accepts. Believe in Allah and in His Messenger. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And you're doing a struggle. The other line there, in Allah يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ We said qital is a form, is one of the forms of jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the more general idea is jihad. Sometimes you're not doing qital, you're not fighting in the battlefield. There's other forms of struggles against the kuffar. So the general concept is mentioned here. You do jihad in the way of Allah with your belongings and with yourselves, with your lives. That is better for you. And the result is يَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ All these sins that you have, the shortcomings we have, they will be forgiven and God will cause us to enter the gardens that there are streams running beneath and great homes that we have if we are part of them. Those who are there will have great homes in Jannat Adn. And that is a great accomplishment. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا Another result, the one outcome of this tijara, this trade, is for you to be relieved and to be saved of the fire and the painful punishment of the hereafter. The other result of this iman billah in tujahiduna fi sabilillah is what? Nasrum is tuhibbuna. It's something that you like. What is it? Nasrum min Allah. Victory from God, وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ and a conquest that is near, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ and give good tidings to the believers. And the last verse here gives us an example here. Those other examples from Banu Israel that were mentioned were negative in the context of the negative and the scolding of those who say we're believers, but they're not doing it. Here, after mentioning the encouraging words to get the believers, look, if you do this, these are going to be the results, both being saved from hellfire, being given paradise in the hereafter, and then here being granted victory and conquest and overcoming and prevailing over the enemies. The hardships that you're going through in this struggle are not forever. You will win. You will be the victors. After giving those lines, then God gives an example of that. It says the wording here is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا أَنصَارَ اللَّهِ What was said earlier, believe in God, believe in His Messenger, and do jihad and struggle in His way. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ That is referred to here as be أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ The helpers of God. And then the example that's mentioned are the Hawariyun, the disciples of Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, Who will be my helpers towards Allah? The Hawariyun, the disciples said, We are the helpers of God. نحن أنصار الله. The verse says, Be like them. And so what happens, God gives us this example. What God says, we mentioned about if you do this, these are going to be two outcomes. being saved in the hereafter and going to paradise in the hereafter. That's one. Secondly, in this world, being the victors, the winners. The example of the Hawariyun, the disciples, is an example that's already happened. God tells us, قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمنت طائفة من بني إسرائيل. As a result of their work, some of Banu Israel accepted, they became believers. وكفرت طائفة, and a group, they rejected. فأيدنا الذين آمنوا. In this world, that نصر من الله وفتح قريب, victory from God and a near conquest. We supported those that believed over their enemies. فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. They came to be the ones that prevailed and they overcame their enemies. This is relevant to the Imam of our time, relevant to us. Anyone who wants to be awaiting the coming of the Imam, that scolding is there for those who say we are منتظرين. We are awaiting the coming of the Imam. And when the Imam says, my coming is to establish justice, to fight the unjust rulers of the world, and therefore being someone that awaits his coming means that I'm going to the best of my ability, and I know I can't complete that. The Imam has to come for that to be completed, but I need to take steps in that direction. I don't. Or another wording of it is, as the Prophet said, there are people that يَأْتَمُونَ بِهِ قَبْلَ قِيَامِهِ, before his face, his noble illuminated face is seen, and we identify his face as the face of the Imam of our time, عَجَلَ ta'ala farajahu الشَّرِيفِ, he is leading, there will be those who will follow. We say we're the followers of that Imam, but that Imam is leading against injustice, against unjust rulers, fighting them. And then while I say I am the follower of that Imam, I have nothing to do with fighting the enemies of Islam. In fact, I run away from it. In fact, worse than that, unfortunately, when there are believers who want to fight the kuffar, who want to fight injustice, who want to fight unjust rulers, these so-called or self-proclaimed, I should say, mu'mineen, they stand in the way of the believers. They become the buffer, the shield that shields the kuffar so that the believers can't strike at the kuffar. La'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen, those who behave in this way. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kabura maqtan inda Allah an taqulu ma la taf'aloon. You're saying you're a believer, then you act as a shield for the kuffar to prevent the believers from striking at the kuffar. This is the relevance. And the other relevance is those who are on this path, those who have decided to become the followers of the Imam, to fight injustice, to fight unjust rulers, to fight all the establishments in the world that are unjust, they should know that they are الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and they are doing جَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. And if they're doing that, they are Ansarullah. And if they are doing that, then as God says, وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. You will win. If you're on this path, it doesn't matter how many. Look at the examples that are mentioned. In the example of Banu Israel, God doesn't say, well, the Prophet came and he proposed belief in God, and then the Pharaoh went against him. He says, Banu Israel went against him. Jesus came. It doesn't say the Romans went against him. It says, Banu Israel went against him. Because they are الَّذِينَ لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. There are instances of that. They say, we believe, and then they're the ones who are fighting whom? Jesus. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Don't worry how many so-called Shias are fighting you when you are fighting kufr. Don't worry about it. You do your thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, نصر من الله. God will give victory. وفتح قريب. You will see. You will see. It's near. That's what God says, and hopefully we are able to get there. I apologize again for the technical difficulty that we lost the video stream, or the camera rather. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts with all our shortcomings. That's the perhaps the one of the smallest shortcomings that we have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our minds, thoughts, words, and everything that we have to be of those who jahadu fi sabilillah bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. And when the time comes that our takleef is qital fi sabilillah. Right now our takleef isn't qital. It's like when the Prophet was in Mecca, God kept telling him, be patient. Your jihad isn't in the form of qital right now. Your jihad, your struggle against the kuffar, is not in the form of military conflict. Be patient. When they torture you, be patient. Not be patient, don't do anything. No, keep going. Keep attacking them in your words, attacking their ideology, their wrong views, exposing the wrongness of their views, their way of life, so that the people, the general public, who are looking for the truth, can find it. Keep going with that. And they're going to keep torturing you, keep killing you. But in terms of taking weapons, taking arms, and fighting them, be patient. No, that's not your takleef. When you form government in a certain area, when the people come to you, and you're able to form government, like in the Islamic Republic, after that in Lebanon in a certain way, in Syria in a certain way, in Iraq in a certain way, in Yemen, Ansarullah, that took their name from this chapter, and very rightfully so, that's when qital أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Now you have permission to fight, and it's a takleef to fight, and they have to do qital. When we are given that takleef, whenever, wherever, that we don't shy away from it, and inshallah we take care of our takleef, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask Allah to make us his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, those who are alive, those who passed away. Ya Allah, help us all, help all believers worldwide, grant them and grant all of us our hajat, our needs, our requests, relieve all those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. Ya Allah, relieve all the people of the world of the pandemic, of the difficulties that have come from that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the rights of the imam of our time that he hastens, that he relieves all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih, rahimallah, man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat.